to Frank Hester, who allegedly said Diane Abbott, the first black woman MP, should be shot. Rishi Sunak says the tech entrepreneur's apology should be accepted. Our political correspondent Gurprat Narwin says the new money shouldn't have shown up on official records yet.
It's due to be published in June, but what it has done is reopened all of these questions about whether the Conservative Party should be accepting donations from this man. The Prime Minister's spokesperson wanted to shut down the conversation on it.
Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo has been convicted of sexual harassment. The 79-year-old who denied the allegations was charged with two counts in 2017. Police have seized hundreds of weapons, millions of pounds worth of drugs and 8XL bully dogs during a week of action against County Lines gangs. More than 1,800 people were arrested and 245 drug-dealing phone lines were shut down. Detective Superintendent Dan Mitchell is head of the County Lines Coordination Centre.
Through this model of policing, where we intensify our effort, our mission is to sort of make local communities safer, to reduce the antisocial behaviour, the acquisitive crime, associated violence that comes with County Lines.
McDonald's has said sorry after an IT issue meant hungry customers couldn't order food. The issue's been resolved in the UK and Ireland, but there are reports of problems continuing worldwide. Manchester City will continue their defence of the Champions League with a mouth-watering quarter-final tie against 14-time winners Real Madrid. Arsenal have been drawn against German champions Bayern Munich. Liverpool will play Atalanta in the next round of the Europa League, while West Ham meets Bayer Leverkusen. Aston Villa will go up against French side Lille in the quarter-finals of the Europa Conference League. And Berlin's tech music scene has been added to UNESCO's cultural heritage list. The move has been hailed a major milestone for the culture. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks, Chris. We'll have another news update at three.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I'm expecting that there could be some showers during the next couple of hours, but then after that, hopefully some sunny intervals around. Could be another one just around about the time of sunset, which is 6:11 today, and then a cloudy evening afterwards. A high of 15 this afternoon, a low of 5 tonight. Tomorrow, light rain around in the morning, sunny intervals from around about 3 o'clock, and then fairly cloudy overnight. There's a high of 12, a low of 9. Sunday, could be some light rain showers early on. Hopefully, some sun intervals arriving the rest of the day. A high of 15 and a low of 7.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. And if you just joined us, great to have your company with us here this afternoon. I've been chatting away with Rob from Chess, and he'll be having a little more conversation with us in a bit later on. We're also two-thirds of the way through the birthdays competition. We've had Carrie Underwood and Neil Sedaka. And you can take part if you want to by emailing me radio@phoenix.com. Give me the answers for those two. And also our final one here today, Adam Charles Clayton, an English born Irish musician who is the bass guitarist of the rock band U2. He resides in County Dublin, Ireland, since his family moved to Mahide in 1965. And Clayton attended Mount Temple Comprehensive School, where he met schoolmates with whom he founded U2 in 1976. As a member of the band since its inception, he's recorded 15 studio albums with them. And as, of course, a member of U2, they've received 22 Grammy Awards, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. So, Adam Clayton from U2, how old do we reckon Duncan. He is. The track that we're going to hear comes from the beginning of career, 1983, New Year's Day. It was their first UK hit. It was a number 10, came from the album War, and in 2010, in Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time, it was there at number 435. In 2012, it had gone up to number 223. So how old do we think Adam Clayton is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. Day. Thanks very much to everybody who's taking part. Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, Rob here in the studio, Patrick in Ingatestone. So we'll go through the artists and see who's done best with all of these. And just to tell you that it's 3 points if you get the answer completely correct, and it's 1 point if you are the closest. I tell you what, I'm going to let you into a secret beforehand, because this is a rare thing to happen. Every one of the three artists we have correct answers for today, which sometimes we don't get any at all. So we'll see how we go along with this. So we started off with Carrie Underwood, very well-known country singer, and one of the American websites a few years ago actually put her in what, 100 most influential people in the world. I think that's a bit over the top for a UK kind of person, but nonetheless, huge country artist. And we asked how old you think she is. So, Chris thought 39, Bob thought 40, Chris in Guildford thought 41, Rob, you thought
34,
and Patrick in Ingatestone, you thought 40. She is, in fact, 41. So that's 3 points for Chris in Guildford. We then came to Neil Sedaka, and we played that track from 1962, and because we heard that his career went back even further than that, but amazingly still doing shows from his home during the pandemic. Amazing. So how old do we think Neil Sedaka is? Chris thought 82, Bob 85, Chris 88, Rob
82,
and Patrick 85. He is, in fact, 85. So that's 3 points for Bob in Harlow and 3 points for Patrick in Ingatestone. And then we came to Adam Clayton from U2. And so it's quite amazing, really, when you kind of do these ages and you think U2, and then you're looking at people here in their 60s. It just shows it's just remarkable, really, isn't it? So Adam Clayton. So Chris thought 65, Bob 64, Chris in Guildford also 64, Rob
67,
and Patrick 66. He is, in fact, 64. And so that's Bob and Chris in, so Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford with correct answers. So that means today that if we go into reverse order, it's thank you for turning up, Rob.
I scribbled out 64.
Yeah, because you thought perhaps you put him a bit old, but you stuck with your original answer. You should have gone, but there you go. So never mind, Rob. Well, you did give a prediction at the beginning to me, didn't you? That, and you said, I never do very well at this. And you loved it. You lived up to expectations.
I didn't disappoint.
So there you are. So no points for Rob today. No points for Chris in Harlow today. A winner recently. And, of course, the others, all four of these have been playing it long time. Patrick in Ingatestone, 3 points for you today, but joint winners with 6 points. And I have to say, it's quite remarkable, very unusual. We've been doing this quiz for years, so I have correct answers for all three. 6 points for Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford. And guess what? We'll do it all again next week as well. So thanks for everybody who took part. So, Rob, for anybody who's just joined us, and also for the people that we're going to encourage to listen back to what you were talking about earlier on, let's just have a little brief recap on what's happening with chess at this time.
Yes, certainly. So we're hoping to do a development for 24 modular homes, increasing our provision from 64 bed spaces to 79 bed spaces with those modular buildings. So exciting times. Obviously, homelessness is on the increase. There's a serious housing crisis at the moment. So we're doing our little bit to try to help those folks who are in that desperate need. Obviously, as we've mentioned, we do that outreach. So we cover those 8 local authorities. And the best thing anybody can do if you see a homeless person is go on the street link on your web browser and report that person. It's not a negative report, it's a positive thing, because then teams of folks will go out to help that homeless person.
And you were saying earlier on about your own website with it's got some interesting life stories on there of people.
That's right, yeah, we've got case studies and life stories of what and how and why folks can become homeless and the stories that go along with it. That's www.chesshomeless.org.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because you know, we all see homeless people, don't we? That you tend to kind of like just not see a person.
Yeah, and you know, whenever you see a homeless person, there's a reason behind the reason. How did that person get to being in that place on the street? Because nobody makes that choice of being on the streets. It's a rough journey to see somebody get to that place.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Lovely to have you as always, in Rob. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Today. Patrick from Gatestone, well, you didn't quite win today, but you did quite well. You asked for a track by Aka Bilk, Stranger on the Shore. This comes from 1961, a UK and a USA number one. And actually, as far as the UK is concerned, it is the biggest selling instrumental hit of all time, with selling 1.2 million copies. And we'll have it after we've done the adverts.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is B98 FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest and buy to let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Having a ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town night.
like a Bilk Stranger on the Shore. And thank you very much for choosing that, Patrick. It's great to be back. This is Nathaniel Bowden.
Puts my mind at ease.
Stranger. No, Diamonds in the Rough.
You're the only one who knows. Points me back home. When I lose my head, you're right there in my bed. You're the only one who cares. You're the first and last one there. Each day when I've had enough, it all becomes too much. You're the only one I need.
Our A-list here at Phoenix, that's Nathaniel Bowden and Diamond in the Rough.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So there's an Easter afternoon tea happening on Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2 to 4pm. That's at St Peter's Church in Cloughton Way in Hutton, CM13 1JS. You have to book for this. It's absolutely essential. It's £10 for adults and children under 10. It's £7. You can book it by emailing dailybread@huttonparish.co.uk or give them a call on 01277 262 864. That's the Daily Bread Easter afternoon tea on Tuesday the 2nd of April.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And don't forget, we're going to be looking at the chart for this particular week in 2003 quite soon. We'll also have a travel update after we've listened to Crowded House from 1992. And this was a UK number 7. It was top 10 in 3 more countries, top 50 in 6 more countries on top of that for the that are a mixture of Australians and New Zealand people. This is You.
Street.
as Crown of the House. We've been playing their new track quite a bit here on the station, but good to catch up from their track from, my goodness, 42 years ago. That's Weather With You. Let's find out what's happening locally with the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look around what's happening round and about in our area. Billericay is still quite busy here this afternoon round by the station in Shenfield. That's busy. Oh, it's extremely busy now around Wilson's Corner and particularly coming along down to that from the Ongar Road. It's going to take you a long time if you get caught in that this afternoon. We go down towards the Brook Street roundabout. That's not too bad at all, actually. At this time, not about what you would expect. There's some traffic around, but it's Friday lunchtime. Oh, Friday, yeah, afternoon now. You'd expect it to be like that. Motorway itself now very busy approaching the junction with the A13. That's busy now, and then it's busy particularly heading towards the tunnel and coming back over the bridge as well. There's traffic there. No problems run now with the M11 and the M25 junctions. All smooth round the M25 in that general direction. The A12, no problems really until you get up to Hoe Street. Then there's quite a tailback now in that particular direction there, and also of course the roads that join up there at the Hoe Street Junction. That's quite busy as well at this time. Centre of Chelmsford, well, we know there's that ongoing closure of the road in Broomfield Road between the two schools up there. That's causing knock-on effect around the centre of Chelmsford. But again, it's not quite as busy as it might be at this time. It is Friday afternoon after all. Joe, give you a full travel update in an hour's time. So let's take ourselves back to 2003. I will have a look at the chart for that particular week. Number 20, Heaven is a Place on Earth. That's Soda Club featuring Hannah Althea. 19, Can You Dig It from the Mock Turtles. And 18, If You're Not the One, that's Daniel Bedingfield. 17, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, that's Good Charlotte. 16, Here It Comes Again, Melanie C. 15, I Can't Break Down, Sinead Quinn. 14, Lose Yourself, Eniman. 13, Stole from Kelly Rowland. At 12, it's Busted with the Year 3000. 11, Keep Me a Secret, that's Ansley Henderson. At 10, Don't Think You're the First from Coral. 9, Incredible, What I Mean to Say from Darius. 8, Justin Timberlake and Cry Me a River. 7, Work It from Nelly featuring, again, Justin Timberlake. And at 6, the second song for Eniman. This is Sing for the Moment. Number 5, All the Things She Said from Tattoo. Number 4, The Boys of Summer, DJ Sammy. At 3, Move Your Feet from Junior Senior. And at 2, I Begin to Wonder, Danny Minogue. At number 1 this week, it's Christine Aguilera and Beautiful. Not just a UK number one, but made number one in 9 other countries as well. And in the USA, it peaked at number 2, but selling over 2 million copies. Christina Aguilera and Beautiful This Week, number one in 2003. This Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16 year olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at their next home game, which is a week today, Friday, March the 22nd, where they are at home to Maldon and Tiptree. So you can bring along those items of Easter eggs along to that gate, and that will be great, and they'll be able to pass them on to those children's outdoor kids club. Back to the chart for this week in 2003. Justin Timberlake, he was at number 8. This was from his debut album, Justified. This Cry Me a River, it was a UK number 2, a USA number 3, top 10 in 12 more countries, and in Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time from the 2012 list, it was there at number 484, but it won the Grammy Award for the best male vocal of the year.
My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, so you took a chance, made other plans. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what you did. I'm
Told me, keep messing with my head. Should have begun believing you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I'm
drowned out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
There'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me your rhythm. Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Don't have to say what you did. I already know. No chance. You and me. How did it make you feel?
Justin Timberlake from 2003 on the chart this week, and Cry Me a River. Those wonderful people at Hutton Church, where they organise the daily bread and that Easter afternoon tea is happening. They have a request for food that they need at this time. They're looking for tinned beans and spaghetti and tomato, family cereals, tinned fish and meat, cleaning materials, body wash, shampoo, washing powder and fabric softener, and general Easter treats. And these can be dropped off at St. Peter's Church, Hutton, Mondays to Saturdays, 10 a.m. To midday. And we shall have Andy Smith, the vicar from there, as the studio guest next week. He'll be telling us, no doubt, about all of the work of the Daily Bread, together with other things that the church is engaged with. Back to the chart for this week in 2003, at number 16 on its way down, but it'd been up as high as number 7. It was also top 20 in 5 more countries. Melanie C, and Here It Comes Again. as Melanie C. And here it comes again. We'll have another vintage chart next week, and we'll be going back to a year in the 1960s. All kinds of great guests coming up here on Phoenix in the next few days. This afternoon, Joe will be having Stuart Short from Basildon Mind, and also Bill Sedgwick, head of Billericay Town FC's walking football team. So they'll both be with Joe between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, with Keith from 10, he's going to have Anne Haggerty from ITV's The Chase as his special guest. And from lunchtime, Mark Silby will be chatting along with all the latest updated film and DVD releases. That'll be a great show where all that's going to be happening. And on Sunday evening, Nigel will be having Paul Marston talking about drag racing with him. So that sounds great things. You can find all the details about our show, of course, in the Brentwood Gazette. Here's another one that's going to be coming along at 6 o'clock tonight.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Are you leaving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s. That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Patrick Sherring, 1, 2, 3 on Phoenix 98 FM.
And don't forget all your local food banks, of course, wherever you happen to be. They all need your help at this time. Brentwood Food Bank here, working with almost 200 people. And items for them can be left, of course, in Sainsbury's in the town and also in Ingatestone, at Budgeons and various other places as well, including Dodds Road Church here in Doddinghurst Lane, Doddinghurst Road. And all kinds of tinned items are required, jams and spreads and biscuits and coffees and things of that sort, and all kinds of toiletries, and of course carrier bags, because they give out so much things. Michelle Ward, what a great broadcaster she is, every weekday here between 10 and 1, and she's also a great singer as well.
See trees of
think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're saying I love you.
Misha Ward, she's got a new track coming out fairly soon, and we'll make sure we feature that here. Here's a Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions. It's the 1962 number 3 in the States, number 7 in the UK, 1980, after having been featured in Quadrophenia. So thanks very much to Rob from Chess for being my guest here today. Great to chat with him always. It's so sad that there's still so much work that needs to be done, but good to hear about all of those potential and new accommodation that could be there. Find out more about Chess on their website, including some of those life stories about how people have ended up being homeless and then how the work of Chess has helped them. They're really inspirational to listen to. We'll have Andy Smith with us here next week. He's from the churches in Hutton, and it's where the Daily Bread Cafe comes from, and also all sorts of other things that Andy is involved with as well. We'll be hearing all about all of that. And if you didn't hear the show last week, then do check out the recording, won't you, with Bishop Adam. He was so funny indeed. And as I said to Rob earlier on, if you listen to the story that he told about blessing his barber when he was having a tattoo in the tattoo parlour, I guarantee you will never forget it. Joe will be along after the 3 o'clock news with those guests that we were talking about earlier on. It'll be a great show, as always. And when this track finishes, we're going to leave you today with a track from the number one album of just 2 weeks ago. It was number 2 in the album charts last week. That's Rod Stewart and Jules Holland with Just Like Being in Love. So have a great weekend, won't you, whatever you're doing, and I shall see you next week. Good night.
has been what a rare mood I'm in. Why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be, yeah, like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And all the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. Yeah, it's all. Take it away.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.